Okay, so we are reading from The Love of God and the Love of the Creatures. Subtitle, Why Was the Torah Not Given to the Patriarchs? Article, The Love of God and the Love of the Creatures. Subtitle, Why Was the Torah Not Given to the Patriarchs? By this we have clarified the first three questions, but there still remains the question how it is possible to observe it, for this is seemingly impossible. You should know that this is why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children, a complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on.
Meaning, the will to receive has to be revealed in all its might. You have to see yourself opposite from the Creator, and that you need correction to be like the Creator. And precisely from the opposite, when you discover yourself this way, between those two points of feeling yourself opposite and feeling that you can connect and be similar, from that you will have understanding and attainment of the Creator completely. This is why the will to receive that was created by the Creator at one point has to develop through many, many generations, which is, that's what it's called in this world, until it becomes very big and opposite from the Creator, and then it is ready to come to equivalence of form with the Creator, with understanding the Creator, with good with the Creator. And this is why the Torah, the method of correction, was not revealed to the patriarchs, because there is only the beginning of the will to receive. The will to receive was still small, but only to the children, to us. Go ahead.
They were asked, if each and every one were willing to take upon himself the sublime work, the matter became possible, for it's clear beyond doubt that 600,000 men, that means that it's a full, complete number, 600,000. They were asked if everyone were willing to take upon himself this sublime work and goal, after each and every one said, we will do and we will hear. The matter became possible, for it is clear beyond doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it in true love, with all their soul and might, there's absolutely no doubt that there will not be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance. For he will have 600,000 loving, loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied. This answers why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs. For in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed. It is impossible to begin the work of Lishma, as is described above, which is why the Torah was not given to them.
In other words, there has to be a small group called Yashar Kehel, straight to the Creator, out of all of Babylon, out of all the nations that were there, a small part of every nation gathered there into one group, and there people had the inclination to the Creator, and the rest didn't. And this is how they developed, until these came to material development, and those came to spiritual development, and now it became possible to think about correction. Okay? I see that today you are as sleepy as I am. All right. Well, Pity 6, let him ask.
Rav, what does it mean that the Torah wasn't given to the patriarchs?
The Torah wasn't given to the patriarchs because the desire, the will to receive in them was not ready to make the complete and final correction. Holland, the Netherlands.
Holland. Rav, compared to all the people in the world, we are all also a small number of people with a point in the heart. What does it mean that there must be a full number? Like you said, 600,000 is a full number. What does it mean? When can we strive to Lishma?
600,000 is not a number. It's a concept. 600,000, it is the six bottom sefirot of Zeranpin. And not the number 600,000 where you count them one by one. So it's a concept. This is number one. It's a concept called 600,000. It's not a matter of quantity. But why is it important? It's important because this concept of 600,000, Vak, the bottom six, is connected to the Rosh, to the Gao, and to the Guf, to the body, so it can be in the middle. As he explains in Matan Torah and the Avot, that we are only connectors between the Creator and the rest of the created beings. And this requires a very small number. The Chobot.
What does it mean that they kept all the mitzvot and there's the privilege for the fathers?
Because they kept the mitzvot, meaning the commandments, meaning they were constantly drawn to connection with the Creator, we can continue that connection between the Creator and the rest of the created beings. New York 4.
Do we reach the degree called 600,000 in B'nai Baruch, or in the 10, or do we reach the degree called 600,000 by connecting to the public?
No. We should be connected between us, first of all, in the 10, as in a 10, and also connect from us to the Creator, and connect from us to the rest of humanity, and be a conduit, as he explains in Matan Torah and Yeravut, that the people of Israel is a pipeline, a conduit connecting the Creator with the rest of humanity. Kazakhstan.
I don't really understand why the beginning is the hardest, because Abraham always tried to gather people in Babylon. It's like we've advanced, so why?
It's very, very heavy, and it's hard to draw people to corrections, and it takes all kinds of coronaviruses and other troubles and problems that will now appear, because otherwise humanity will not rise at all. Now there will be problems and trouble in the world in terms of even food supplies. People will throw away everything that is not necessary for existence because of necessity. There will be no choice. Why do I need diamonds if I have no bread? You understand? So this is how we'll feel. So in our generation, that's what's going to work. Niv.
We are continuing. Subtitle, all of Israel are responsible for one another. In light of the above, we can understand a perplexing saying by our sages who said, all of Israel are responsible for one another. Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, adds, the world is judged by its majority. It follows that we are also responsible for all the nations of the world. I wonder, it seems inconceivable. For how can one be responsible for the sins of a person whom he does not know? It is said specifically, the fathers will not be put to death for the children, and the children will not be put to death for the fathers. Every man will be put to death for his own sin. Now we can understand the meaning of the words in utter simplicity, for it has been explained that it is utterly impossible to observe the Torah and mitzvot unless the entire nation participates. It follows that each one became responsible for his friend. This means that the reckless make the observers of the Torah remain in their filth, for they cannot be compelled and bestow upon others and love of others without their help. Thus, if some in the nation sin, they make the rest of the nation suffer because of them. This is the meaning of what is written in the Midrash, Israel, if one of them sins, and all of them feel. Rabbi Shimon said about this, it is like people who are seated in a boat. If one of them took a drill and began to drill under him, his friends told him, what are you doing? He replied, why do you care? Am I not drilling under me? They replied, the water is rising and flooding the boat. As we have said above, because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their actions create an iron fence that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to observe the Torah and mitzvot properly. Now we will clarify the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who says, since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, if one performs one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of merit. If he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of sin. As it is said, and one sinner destroys much good. We see that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, takes the matter of the Arvut even further. He says that the world is judged by its majority. This is because, in his opinion, it is not enough for one nation to receive the Torah and mitzvot. He came to this opinion either by observing the reality before us, for we see that the end has not yet come, for he received from his teachers. The next also supports him, as it promises us at the time of redemption, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and also all the nations will flow unto him, and many more verses. This is the reason he conditioned the Elvut on the entire world, to tell you that an individual too cannot come to the desired goal by observing the Torah and mitzvot, if not through assistance of all the people in the world. Thus, each and every mitzvah that the individual performs affects the whole world. It is like a person who weighs beans on a scale, and each and every bean he puts on the scale induces the desired final decision. Likewise, each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of knowledge, develops the world so it will come to this. It is said, and one sinner destroys much good. Since through the sin he commits, he reduces the weight of the scale, as though that person took back the bean he had put on the scale. By this, he turns the world backwards.
Moscow 1.
What is that sin that one can do and bring the world to fall?
In an integral system where everyone is connected to each other, each one who performs either a sin or a commandment, meaning connection or separation, detachment, by this, he affects everyone because of the hitkalelut, the inclusion of each one in everyone else. New York 1.
When the Torah was given and the ego was revealed, the world wasn't global yet. How could the nation of Israel be responsible for everybody? Such a big ego still wasn't revealed.
The people of Israel is required to do corrections to the extent that it and the world are ready for it, and not more. Otherwise, we would suffer such blows that we wouldn't even exist anymore. Clear? Okay. Cab U2.
Ken, Cab U2.
Yes, Cab U2. Okay, I see he's not responding. Okay. Tel Aviv 1.
Where does the 600,000 come from, Zeran Pinta Malchut? How does that happen?
It will happen. For now, it's not happening. It will happen.
Kiev 2.
Да, такой вопрос про ответственность. Выходит, мы...
About the responsibility... We are not corrected, but if we do something wrong, we take away from the scale of merit. So it turns out we were given a problem that
you're right. We are in what is called mutual guarantee. Someone sins, and I have to pay. And vice versa. Someone does good things, and I benefit as a result. Until we discover we are connected to each other in such a way that it's worthwhile for us to be connected and think of one another. That's it. Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Can it happen that the last generation will not attain the correction?
No such thing. The correction is already there. We discover it was always there for a long time. Gumar Tikkun exists, where you and all of us are already there, each one in his right place, in all his force and might and glory. There is nothing to be concerned about that. We only have to develop in mind and feeling, mind and heart, to develop in order to see it, to attain it, but the form exists already. And we all exist in it too.
PT 19.
PT
19. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, love. There's a contradiction in this sentence of Bala Sulam. He says it turns out that each one becomes responsible for his friend, meaning that those who are reckless cause them. What is the contradiction in the sentence?
What contradiction?
He says it turns out that each one becomes responsible for his friend, meaning that those negligent cause those who keep the Torah remain in their filth.
Because we're all in one system. You can't exclude a part. I can't, from the general system of Adam Rishon, to take these and those out because I don't like them. No, I can't.
So how do you solve it?
I don't know, but we need to correct it. I can't take a knife and slice out those who belong to the Istadut, to the union.
And then what? Fine, so how do we correct it?
We have to correct the people from the union too.
Fine, I agree with you. We are cannibals. You say whatever you say, I accept it.
So we have to work on it, Tzvika. There's no, what can you do?
What does it mean to work on it? How can I bring about correction or even see that there's advancement, progress?
Publish something to them. You're from them, so tell them about it. Guys, there's no other choice. You're speaking about connection, right? Socialists, that's who you are. So let's do the connection. There's a method how to do it. Yeah?
I hear you, but I don't see how this is done.
Well, we're waiting for you.
Thank you very much.
Toronto 1.
This situation that the friend was talking about, that he's like a seed, but he's responsible for everyone. This is possible only if we have a connection of love. That I love everyone.
Also, today we are responsible about one another. The system exists. That's why we are suffering for each and every one who, whether he keeps it or not, more or less, all the laws of the Elvut, of the general love. Period. From this, you can say whatever you want, but the system works in that way. What? Only what? We are treated in according to our development. As much as we develop more in our will to receive, in according to that, we feel ourselves that we suffer more.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Rav Bala Sulam counts the patriarchs of Israel and the nations of the world. And it puts a clear emphasis on the only active part in the structure being Israel. That can come to that tension, this component of 600,000. Something is missing here, which is the host that can only be in Israel, that activated, first of all. What should be the direction of the prayer?
That is where we need to be interconnected with all people in the world. To all the people in the world. That's it?
Should there be a special prayer before dissemination?
I don't know about prayer. We're in a system, we're connected in a way that we have feel the Elvut, and with this Elvut, we influence the whole world. Kab Yutu.
Kab Yutu.
Kab Yutu.
Okay. Thanks for that opportunity. Okay. In your experience at the moment, you know, you started that organization.
נכון להיום.
Do you think there is somebody already they did it, they make it? You, if you know what I try to say, okay? Not all of us, but you see somebody already is in there, or you live the world with aspiration like the world gonna be a better place, but at the moment as a reality. Nobody already did it. Nobody already made it. You got any witness, any experience like your student already make it and we start. I know we are all time you come as a people, come a new newbie, but the old ones, there is somebody already, you made it. Or just you leave the word, the aspiration, like you have to make something like all the organization, because in a bit you're gonna die and we're gonna be like the guy that I want, without you die, somebody already, you did it. Not all of us, but must be few of us already are on them. If you get, because it's a good philosophy. You get my point. Is that what I want to know? Thank you.
טוב, אני אגיד לך רק דבר אחד.
I'll tell you one thing. We cannot show the world whether someone succeeds or not, because the world won't be able to recognize not these and not those. They don't have the vessels. That's why what Kabbalists advise us in the books, they say this is how you exist, that's how it should work. We have people among us who have attainment and somewhat, not huge, but they do have it in something. And also, the fact that they're here, we can't recognize it. We don't. What will it help you whether you know that or not?
Hadera 1.
Hadera 1.
Hadera 1.
Hadera 1.
From the perspective of the created being, is it enough to have a majority of people so we have a king, or do we need all the people?
The Creator needs all of us, that we will all be as one. That's it.
Niv.
So we are continuing to read in the paragraph. Why was the Torah given to Israel? We are in the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 180. Why was the Torah given to Israel? Now we can answer the question why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations of the world. The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none excluded. However, because of the lowliness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate a desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is dvikut, adhesion, with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded, and over 400 years they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to the side of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man. Being a small and single nation, among 70 great nations, when there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation to qualify itself. However, by this, the Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they pass their power to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentence themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of Dvekut with Him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all nations will flow unto Him.
Question from focus group. And we'll go to the next part. You prepare yourself, Niv.
Focus group.
It's not clear what is the difference between the children of Israel receiving the Torah and the rest of the world accepting, receiving through us. What's the difference?
The difference is that we need to accept the Torah the way it is and realize it upon us, implement it. We have to be the containers of the Torah, that it will clothe in us and it will be as our inner light that will fill us according to equivalence of form. And the nations, we connect them to us. And specifically by connecting the nations to us, the vessels of reception are added to our vessels of bestowal. Ooh, that's why they're called Israel, are the least of the nations. It's only Galgalta and Naim. And when we connect the nations to us, after we are built from Galgalta and Naim, then we connect the Achab to us, and we also have vessels of reception from the Achab, and then it's revealed in the whole world the big light of Chochmah called the light of the Messiah. Meaning the Messiah cannot come without you connecting all of reality, all people of all nations to you. Because then, except for Vak, you also have Gal. That's why first we need Katnut and then Gadlut, as we learn from tests, from all the wisdom of Kabbalah.
This is in our work, but he writes here that they too have to sentence themselves to the side of merit. How is this different from the Israeli nation sentencing himself to the side of merit?
The nation of Israel have to do it from the great work in attainment, which is slow and gradual, and the nations will do it instantly by connecting to us. That's called that the people of Israel took them, that they'll take the people of Israel on their shoulders and bring them to the mountain of the Lord. Okay. Beersheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. I'd like to ask you, there are many movements toward the Avut, mutual guarantee, and awareness is developing toward it. We are the last generation. And a big part of the friends are doing a great job. But do you think that the great change can come without suffering the 10 plagues? The corona must be the first plague.
I don't know. It's not important to me. Obviously, there'll be more and more attempts, burdening of the heart in such a way. We have to be prepared that we accept them correctly, understand them correctly. I'm sure that it will be in the near times, all of these big changes. Look what's going on. Just one blow like Corona, which is actually, what did it even do? Nothing. But we get rid of all the fake businesses. You see now that we want to come back. We can't go back to all the businesses that there's no essential need for them. They won't exist. They won't. And as much as everything will shrink from the state that we need less gas and electricity, there's only one thing to give everyone, first of all, food for their living. Food and family, meaning a home, first of all. Those essential things that people will know how they need to keep them. I think we won't keep growing all kinds of plantation in all kinds of special places in the world, but everywhere we have like their own plantation and greenhouses in a modern way. And everything will be smaller, more connected to every person, to each one. The world is going to get a new form. That's clear to me. The majority of the world will be dealing only in studying and disseminating, meaning connection. Connection will be the main work. The rest is only how to supply those people that are engaging in connection, how to give them their necessities, clothes, food, studies, media, all kinds of things, a lot. But in a way that it is all actually exists around the tendency to connect. And you'll see that only this one virus that developed, how it will set all these things up. There is a lot of information in this virus on how we need to exist. You'll see. That's it. It'll take time, another year, another two. Like in every process, where first we go into all kinds of big peaks, plus, minus, and then it gets smaller and smaller. It cools down. That's why I don't think that we need that we have big wars or big problems. It'll gradually, from humans, I see how it happens. It's not externally from the still vegetative animate and all kinds of things, but the people now, by viruses, what you can't even see them, you don't know what it is, but by this, we're already changing. And you'll see what's going to happen. Each and every day is causing changes, good changes in us. That's it. What are we doing?